Hachette Audio presents Schopenhauer's Porcupines, Intimacy and Its Dilemmas, Five Stories of Psychotherapy. Written by Deborah Lupnitz. Read by Deborah Lupnitz.
This book is dedicated to Grace. Introduction: Making Room in Love for Hate. It's a clear London morning, unusually bright for November, and I am making my way to number 20, Maresfield Gardens. I visited the Freud House many times, but today will be different. The museum's director has offered me time behind the velvet ropes. It's a common fantasy, I suppose, to walk alone through the great art collections of the world. The objects in these particular rooms shaped Freud's reflections on the unconscious, making the visit particularly poignant for the likes of me, a psychoanalytic psychotherapist. Erica Davies is a Welsh woman with cornflower blue eyes and a detailed knowledge of the 2,000 or so objects in the house. She dates a number of pieces for me: Greek, Etruscan, Coptic, Roman. Where, I ask, is the statue of Athena mentioned by the American poet Hilda Doolittle in the exuberant memoir of her analysis with Freud? She is here. Erica taps the small sculpture with a respect that is familiar, almost casual. The gods are used to her. And what can you tell me about this porcupine? I point to a bronze figure, its back to the ancients, crouched in the middle of the desk. My guide smiles. More is known about the ancient Egyptian Shoptes? Well, the porcupine was a gift to Freud from psychologist G. Stanley Hall on the occasion of Freud's only visit to America in 1909. According to one account, Freud claimed he was going to America to catch sight of a wild porcupine and to give some lectures. This whimsical remark was meant to deflect anxiety about lecturing. But why a porcupine? We know only that the founder of psychoanalysis kept the little creature on his desk and in plain view. I ask if the statue could refer to the porcupines in Arthur Schopenhauer's well-known fable, a story Freud liked enough to cite in his book on group psychology.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?